Step right in there.
Okay, thanks.
For Don Horvath, an elevator ride nearly 2,000 feet underground is just part of the daily grind.
It's about a 4.5 minute ride to the bottom, about 1,800 feet.
Horvath supervises the Cleveland Salt Mine, owned by Cargill Corporation. It's one of only 11 active salt mines in the country. The mine lies beneath the northern edge of Cleveland and extends about 4 miles under Lake Erie.
Most people in the city don't even realize there's a mine right here.
Are we all the way down?
Yep, we're at the bottom right now. This is it.
A few feet from the elevator, Horvath walks through a series of airlocked metal doors. They rotate to reveal a subterranean repair shop. Massive dump trucks and cranes are fixed here. The cavernous room is also the starting point for hundreds of miles of tunnels. These tunnels connect a honeycomb of old and active areas in the mine. Every day, 150 workers travel this salt-encrusted labyrinth by truck or tram.
We're going to get in this little buggy here, and in a couple minutes we'll be underneath the lake.
Lake Erie is a geological newcomer compared to the salt buried below it. This bed, extending from upper New York to Michigan, was formed 410 million years ago. That's when an ancient sea retreated and left behind its brine. Oil drillers accidentally discovered the deposit in the 1860s. As Horvath drives north through the dark passageways, he says salt wasn't extracted here until many years later.
The shaft was sunk in the late 50s. The actual mining of salt started in the early 60s. So it's been here 40-plus years.
In the last four decades, the mining process has stayed pretty much the same. Horvath compares it to the room and pillar method used in underground coal extraction. He points up ahead to a brightly lit chamber. Machine-generated light bounces off the room's briny white walls. Its 20-foot-high ceiling is bolstered by pillars of salt the size of double-wide trailers.
This is an active production section here. This is where we are mining salt.
And what's happening here?
He's drilling the face here.
A miner sits atop a machine with a large needle-nose drill. It bores 6 holes into the seam. Later in the day, workers will load explosives in the holes and blow out big chunks of salt. Farther into the mine, the loose salt from last night's blasting is being scooped up by front-end loaders and dumped into a crusher. All of the big chunks are broken into small pieces. Then the salt is loaded onto conveyor belts and sent to the mine's 3-story-high underground mill. Salt is crushed, sized, screened, and sent to the surface by elevator. All told, the crews at the Cleveland mine produce 2 million tons of salt a year, a sizable chunk of the 15 million tons of salt used on icy U.S. roads each winter. Demand for road salt has skyrocketed since it was introduced as a de-icer in the early 1950s. But Robert Springer, a 27-year veteran at this operation, says each mine must fight for a market share.
Well, it is a competitive market. There's another salt mine just in the Cleveland area out there in Morton Salt.
But we needed you guys today. It was really icy. So do you look forward to icy days to keep production up?
Oh, we sure do. We look forward to, I guess you could say, bad weather. I mean, we enjoy the bad weather because we know there's going to be salt used.
Back on the surface, Bob Springer has gotten his wish.
Back to Lake Snow Advisory for Cuyahoga and Lake County. Another 2 to 4 inches of snow possible there.
Cleveland has just been hit with a winter storm. At least a dozen trucks swing through the mine's loading dock to pick up tons of salt. Later in the day, salt will be dumped on barges and transported across the Great Lakes to places like Chicago and Toronto. This is high season for road salt, but the crews here know that come March, they'll start rousing salt from its ancient bed for the winter of 2006. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Anne Murray.